we've stayed. How about a little... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, Buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcement.
Maisie, like the man said. My chosen profession is show business. And believe me, if I'd known what I was getting into, I would have chosen something else. Yeah, like everybody else in the theater, I thought if I worked real hard, I'd find that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But I've been at it for years, and I ain't got no gold. I don't even have a pot. But last week, I got a postcard from my friend Hazel to join her at some beat-up old nightclub in Mexico. Hazel was working there and said that they could use a singer. So I packed my things and headed for south of the border. Gosh, I've been traveling for days through this here sunny state of Texas, and my poor thumb was all weather-beaten. And just when I couldn't stand another eyeful of Texas dust, which is really California smog with pebbles in it, along came an old guy and gave me a lift. Gosh, my feet were so grateful they almost kissed him. Pretty soon we came to a town.
Hey, miss. This here's as far as I go.
Well, thanks a million, mister.
Say, how about you and me?
Nope. Say, how old are you, partner?
67.
Dreamer. Gee, what's that crowd doing in front of the hotel?
Well, no. Must be something unusual happened.
Yeah, like maybe somebody just didn't find oil on his property. Well, guess I'll just mosey over to our partner and see what's cooking. Thanks for the lift again. Say, mister, what's all the excitement about?
That fella up in the window ledge there, see? Plans to jump.
Jump?
Yeah.
From the third floor?
Yeah.
Well, he might get killed.
That's the general idea, lady. He's committing suicide.
Hey, don't you shove, mister. This here's my place.
Jeepers. How can you people here be so cold-blooded about it? Ain't nobody gonna stop him?
A couple of fellas just ran up to the third floor, lady.
They got hopes of grabbing him from behind.
Yeah, don't think they'll make it in time. Looks like he's really fixing to jump right now.
Yeah, you better step back, miss. Seems like that crazy fool up there means business now.
I hope he'd make up his mind one way or the other. I'm late for lunch already.
Out of the way, everybody. Huh? I'm going to jump.
Mister! Mister, don't jump. Don't!
Step back, miss. This is liable to be messy.
Don't do it, Bruce. Think of your wife and kids.
That's exactly who I'm thinking of. Out of the way, miss.
I'm not moving from this spot, then, you crazy fool. Look, Mr.
Hathaway. Bruce Hathaway.
How do you do? I'm Maisie Revere.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Well, likewise, I'm sure. Now, Bruce, you come right down from there immediately.
Sure, lady. Here I come.
No, don't jump. Use the stairs.
Miss, I know what I'm doing.
Keep at it, lady. Keep talking.
Yeah, keep his mind occupied so them fellas can grab him from behind.
Yeah, gosh, what do I say?
Say anything. Just keep talking. Bruce always was interested in a new face.
Yeah, and if he lands on me, I'll probably need a new face, too.
Miss, please get out of the way. I hate to kill you, too.
Oh, well, that's all right. I don't mind getting killed. I got nothing to live for, either.
Why, that's silly. You're young, beautiful.
Oh, do you really think I'm pretty?
Sure you are. Now, out of the way.
Keep talking, miss. Them fellas in the room ready to grab him now.
Well, here I come, ready or not. One,
Brucey,
two...
Brucey, what especially do you like about my look?
Your hair, lady, your hair. Now I'm going to jump. One,
gee, two... I'm glad you like it. I'm a decided blonde, you know.
Oh, that's nice. One.
I'll never forget the day I decided. It was during the war, and I was out with a sailor.
Miss, I'm in a hurry.
So is this sailor.
Atta girl, miss. It won't be long now.
I'm running out of talk. And for a woman, that's quite a confession. Like I was saying, Bruce, I was out with this sailor.
I'm going to jump, miss. Out of the way.
And he said to me, he said,
Girlie, I mean business.
Yeah, that's what he said. How'd you guess, Brucey? Were you ever a sailor?
Oh, I'm sorry, miss. I gave you your chance. Here I come. One, two, up.
What happened? Did he jump? I closed my eyes.
They pulled him back out of the window just in time.
Oh, thank goodness. Now, where is that crazy fool? I'm going to teach him to scare me like that.
Thank you, miss. Thank you for what?
Well, for saving your life.
Bet I should be dead and spend the next 10 years of my life in jail for helping myself to the bank's funds.
Oh, well, are you a bank president?
No, just a teller.
Well, then you couldn't have taken too much. Bruce, why did you do it?
Why? Maisie, were you ever married to a really wonderful woman?
Well, no.
Oh, I mean, a woman who deserved everything and had to struggle along on a bank teller's miserable salary.
Oh, not enough food in the house, and the kids wearing cast-off clothes and freezing in the winter because there wasn't enough money to buy coal.
Yeah. How did you know?
I read a lot.
I borrowed from the bank a little at a time. Until now, I owe Old Man Comedy $5,000.
Oh.
I kept trying to make a killing. I gambled away all the money, a little at a time.
You never won, huh?
Well, Maisie, what chance do you have with crooked dice?
Well, Bruce, if you knew the dice were crooked, what...
Well, I didn't really find out till last night. I got so mad, I demanded all my money back.
But what happened?
I didn't get this black eye from eating loaded grapefruit.
Mm.
They threw me off the boat.
Boat?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what they mean by a floating crack game.
No, Maisie. Duke Johnson's gambling ship. It's been moored out in the river for weeks. Duke's been cheating the folks here in town out of every dime they're saved.
But if the folks here know they've been cheated, why don't they try to get their money back? And you too.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
I thought so.
Have you got a good answer?
Well...
Yeah?
No.
Well, the bank examiners are coming to look over the books tomorrow. Well, so long, Maisie. I'll be seeing you.
Yeah.
In about 20 years.
Now, wait a minute. You got police in this town, haven't you?
The bravest police force that ever gave a woman a ticket for double parking.
Well, why can't the cops raid that gambling ship and get back the money you've been cheated of?
Oh, Maisie, it's no use. I've already complained to Chief Tompkins about pulling in Duke Johnson, getting our loot back. But all he says is, take it easy, we'll get around to it. The law works in strange ways.
I'll get action from the Chief, Bruce.
You, Maisie? How?
I'm a woman.
So?
We work in strange ways, too.
Your deal, Pete.
Oh, Chief, I'm getting tired of playing canasta. Why can't we play checkers once in a while?
Checkers? Bah. This here's the police department, not the fire department. Deal.
Okay, Chief, but let's play for real money, not this here counterfeit stuff we picked up on that there raid.
Pete, you know I never gamble for real money. This counterfeit stuff gives the game a little interest.
Yeah, I know, Chief, but it's...
Might as well have a little fun with it before we turn it over to the feds. Sure, we're swell counterfeiters, them fellas. Just look at this here $10 bill. Looks just like the real thing, don't it, Pete?
How'd I know? I never saw a $10 bill.
Yeah. Oh, howdy, miss. You looking for somebody?
Yeah, I'd like to... Just look at that money. What happened, Chief? You been on a quiz show?
Nope, we picked up all that dough in a raid.
You mean you finally hauled Duke Johnson in? Oh, Maisie, my troubles are over. Maybe.
Uh-uh. That dough ain't from where you reckoned it. I raided a counterfeiting den this morning.
We raided it. I was there, too, you know.
You were?
Please, Pete, we got a taxpayer here.
Yeah, and I demand you do something about it.
Oh, that Duke Johnson business again, huh?
Yeah. And I know this Duke Johnson thing is none of my business.
But that ain't going to stand your way.
Well, it never has. What are you going to do about getting people like Bruce's money back?
Well, I...
A likely story. You've done absolutely nothing about it, have you?
Chief, Duke Johnson cheated me out of $5,000. And I've got to put it back by tomorrow noon.
Yes.
Well, Hathaway, like Petey has said, I aim to arrest Duke Johnson.
Well, it's about time you stopped aiming and pulled the trigger.
Yeah, but we can't do nothing, miss. You see, the Duke's gambling ship is in the water.
Well, I sort of suspected that. Some ships don't feel at home anyplace else.
No, what Pete's trying to say is that I can't arrest him while his boat is anchored out in the river, you see. I only have a jurisdiction here on the land.
But if the boat did happen to get to shore...
Why, we'd nab the Duke, get all that money back, according to Article 265 of the County Penal Code.
265? Pete, we don't have Article 265 in our penal code.
Yeah, we know it, but Duke don't.
Why, Pete, you're wonderful. Now, Chief, all you gotta do is figure out a way to get that ship to shore.
Oh, that's all, huh?
Now, don't think we ain't been trying to come up with something, ma'am, but that there Duke Johnson's a crazy character.
Well, there's a way to get that ship to shore.
Yeah? What?
I don't know, but there must be a way.
Oh, Maisie, I thought you had something.
She has some. She has plenty.
Well, thank you, Chiefie. I didn't think you'd notice.
Yeah. Duke Johnson will notice, too, I bet. You see, ma'am, his only weak spot is women.
Women?
Blonde women.
Good thing I'm a brunette.
Maisie, your hair is blonde.
Give it time, chum. Give it time. Well, I must be going now.
Maisie, somebody's got to bring Duke Johnson to shore.
Yeah, and you're elected.
Well, how can I be elected? I wasn't even running. But I'm going to start right now. So long.
This job calls for a brave woman.
Yes, someone who can get a man on land or water.
You're right, Chief. What's Esther Williams' phone number?
Maisie, I know it's a big thing I'm asking.
Yeah, it's a big gamble, too. Duke Johnson's a mighty dangerous man to mess with.
It means everything to me, Maisie, everything.
Yeah, but I'm...
A wife, kids.
Another one on the way.
Okay, I'll do it.
That attaboy.
Oh, Maisie, you're wonderful. How can I ever thank you?
Oh, just drop me a card when it's all over. To Box 29.
Box 29 where?
Woodlawn Cemetery, New York.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
In mind how I performed this small miracle, Chief, signed, worried, stiff.
Maisie, all you have to do is play up to Duke once you get aboard his boat.
And get him to come ashore on some pretext or other.
Yeah, when Duke gets to shore here, me and my posse will nab him.
Yeah. Hey, say, Chief, by the way, where is the posse?
Somewhere around here trying to commandeer a boat to take Maisie to the gambling ship. Where is that darn posse?
Yeah, where is it?
Hey, here we are, Chief. Looks like we'll have to call the manhunt off,
Well, it's good news tonight.
But we gotta get him. Tonight.
Well, there ain't a water taxi in sight around the dock. Could be Duke Johnson smells a rat.
Yeah, too bad, Bruce. Guess we'll have to postpone.
Oh, say, here comes the motorboat, Chief.
Hmm? You can commandeer it to take Maisie to that gambling ship.
Yeah.
Had a girl, Maisie. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Well, I was just kidding about being scared, Brucey. Don't worry, we'll get you out of here.
Wait a minute. I can't commandeer that boat. It's on water. I can only use my authority on land.
Well, Chief, take off your shoes and stockings and get in the water. If you reach down far enough, you'll find land.
Yeah. Okay. But I feel silly about this. water. It's cold.
You're lucky. For the next hour, I'm going to be in hot water.
Hey, who's that out in the water with a hand raised? Don't tell me it's you, Chief Tompkins.
It ain't the Statue of Liberty.
Pull up there, are you?
Hey, what's all this about, Chief?
You know darn well what it's about. You were speeding, that's what.
Speeding?
Yeah.
Yeah, and going 35 miles an hour in a 25-mile river.
Chief, are you nuts?
That's right. Take over that boat, Deputy Reveal.
Aye, aye, Chief.
Hey, wait a minute. If this here's some sort of a game...
It is, and we're playing for keeps. We need that boat to take Maisie here over to Duke Johnson's gambling ship.
This girl here wants to go to Duke's ship?
Something I should know, stranger?
Well, just brought another dame back from the Duke's boat.
What happened?
Oh, she ran out of dough gambling. Wanted the Duke to extend her credit and...
He slugged her?
Yeah. Nasty gash on her head.
Oh, was she blonde and pretty?
Yeah. Gee, how did you know?
A little bird whispered in my ear. A dead pigeon. Well, fellas, I guess we'll have to think of some other plan, thank goodness.
Yeah. Looks like the Duke suddenly has gone cold on Dane.
Well, it was a good plan while it lasted. Well, Maisie, thanks anyway. I guess I'll just have to take what's coming to me.
Oh, well, now wait, Brucey. We'll think of something.
Ah, no, Maisie. I can't let you take a chance like that with a man who'll do anything for money.
Yeah, let's go, fellas.
Hey, that's it.
I said something?
Duke will do anything for money. Well, don't you get it?
I guess I'm stupid.
That's right.
Yeah. What?
No, I mean what Maisie just said. If she can keep Duke's mind diverted by gambling with him for money.
Real money.
I can sneak on board and raise the anchor on his ship.
Yeah.
The tide is coming in and the boat will drift ashore.
Yeah, but for that, Maisie would need big money to swing it. The Duke wouldn't stay open just to gamble with a strange dame for peanuts.
Right. So hand the money over, Chief.
Hand over what money? All I've got on me is a 5 wet buck.
Chief, Maisie means that 100,000 bucks in your car.
Hmm? Oh, but that's counterfeit money.
I know it, and you know it, but does the Duke?
Well, that's government property. I was planning to turn it over to the T-men in the morning.
Morning's 5 hours off, Chief.
And when Duke sees 100 G's in cold cash, he'll go for the thing hook, line, and stinker.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get the money out of the car.
Good. Now, Bruce, here's how we work it. While I'm gambling away that counterfeit money with Duke, you gently but quickly raise the ship's anchor.
Hey, the last sucker's off the boat, Duke. Can I knock off now, get some sleep? I'm pooped.
Oh, yeah, Jack, sure. But you better practice up on your car dealing in the morning. You've been slipping lately.
Flipping?
Twice tonight I caught you dealing from the top of the deck. You better watch that, Jack.
Yeah, sure, sure. All right, night, Duke. Hey, need any help counting receipts?
Oh, no, thanks. I want to make sure it's all there. That's fine. 15, 16, 18, 90, 95, $1, 10, 15...
Howdy there, stranger. Where's the gambling room in this yard boat? I got a hankering to try my luck.
Well, miss, you'll just have to hanker someplace else. We're closed for the night.
Who's the boss man of this year outfit?
I am Miss Duke Johnson. But like I said, we're closed.
Shuck. Then I reckon I'll have to think of some other way to have fun with my $100,000.
Yeah, you better think of some... Did you say $100,000?
In $20 bills. Got it all here right in this here basket I brung from home.
Oh, wait a minute. Those ain't 20s. They're 50s.
There? Oh, shucks, I reckon I brung the wrong basket. Well, I guess I might just as well mosey back to home since you're closed.
Well, we just reopened. It's none of my business, but where'd you get all that money?
Oil, mister.
Oh, discovered on your ranch.
Mm. Yep. Getting mighty monotonous, too. Every time my pappy digs a hole to sink a fence post, up squirts the dern stuff.
Well, well, I heard about stuff like that happening, miss. You sure are lucky to have property here in Texas.
Hard anybody's lucky to be living in Texas. After all, the United States is part of it.
Well, say, that sound, it sounds like the anchor's being hoisted. I better go out.
I bet $10,000.
Oh, sure. $10,000? On what?
It makes no difference. You name it. I never played no gambling games before.
Well, well, then it's about time somebody took you. I took you aside and taught you how to gamble. I'm sure I heard a sound out there.
See that bet and raise you $5,000.
Raise me? Say, I thought you didn't know anything about poker.
Oh, shucks, is that poker? I thought it was that there game you call playing crap.
Well, no, but I'd be delighted to teach you the game of dice.
Hey, you're mighty kind, sir, mighty kind.
Oh, not at all. Now, you take these dice and you roll them out.
Sure, but maybe I'd better just roll out one. I'm just a beginner, you know.
Miss, you gotta play with two dice.
Oh, but mister, then you won't have anything to play with. I ain't selfish, sir. What do you take me for?
Let's say $10,000 to start with. Yeah. Put down your money.
It's sure, partner. There.
Good. Now roll out the dice.
Sure, Duke. Now, you be sure to tell me if I happen to lose.
Oh, you lose. I mean, I'll tell you, sure. You roll them out. Now, there's my 10 G's.
Okay. There. Well, I'll be gall-darned. 7.
Yeah, too bad. You lose.
I do. I mean, I do.
Oh, yeah. You see, number 7 loses because,
I don't know anything about this game.
Yeah, that's why I lose. Yeah, I mean, the rules say that on the first roll, 7 always loses.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
It does? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, sure, it does. Yeah. Now, you put down 10,000 more, and I roll the dice, see?
Okay. Shucks, there ain't really much to this year game, is there?
No. It's as easy as taking candy from a baby. Well, here we go.
It's a 7.
That's right, I win.
Yeah. Don't seem right somehow. I rolled a natural, a 7, and I lost. Oh, I see. You made a 7 with only one dice.
Yeah, that's right. And I deserve to win. After all, it ain't easy to make a 7 with only one dice.
Yeah. Seems almost impossible, don't it?
Yeah. Well, now it's your turn. This time, let's bet a little more, huh? Make the game a little more interesting.
Yep. Why do I lose now, Duke?
Well, let's see. Now, on your first roll, you made a 10. There's a 4 and a 6.
Oh, well, then I lose because I made it this time with 2 5s. Huh?
No, that's too obvious.
Oh. Well, I forgot to say, come on, baby. Papa's got a schmo on the hook, like you always say.
No.
Still too obvious, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You want to play some more?
Well, all I got left's a measly 40,000, buddy.
What was that?
Nothing. Pick me up, we'll play some more.
There's something funny about this. Let me look out the porthole. The boat. What? It's right up against the dock.
Thank goodness. I thought it'd never make it.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
Hard. Get him up.
Ooh.
Good work, Maisie. You're an angel.
If you didn't come in when you did, I might have been.
Well, Chief. Nice work. Now what?
A little trip to the clink with you.
And you returned the money you cheated me out of and the other suckers in this town.
How are you going to prove that you lost any money to me? For that matter, there's been any gambling aboard this boat.
Yeah. You got us there, I think.
Yeah. Without proof, we ain't got no case.
But that money in his hand, the dough Maisie lost to him.
Yeah, how about that? Go ahead now and squirm, worm.
Oh, this, but we weren't gambling, miss. Well, you wanted me to show you how to shoot craps, remember?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I showed you. There's no law against teaching a person how silly it is to try to win the dice. else is there?
Is there, Pete?
Nope.
Well, I guess that's that. It's all over now.
Yeah, it's all over.
Just a minute, Dookie. If you were just teaching me the game, how about returning the money we used for the, lesson?
Why, sure, miss, sure. Here.
Chief Tompkins, I demand that you arrest this man.
But what for? We can't prove gambling.
Yeah, but there's a law against passing counterfeit money, and this man is passing it right now to me.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't get away with this.
Oh, no?
Can I, Pete? Sure you can.
Sure I can. You'll get 20 years for this.
Why?
Don't worry, Duke. You won't be lonesome. I'll be in there with you.
Dookie, there's a way for you and Bruce to beat the raft. You interested?
Sure. Federal charge is murder.
Well, Duke, you just returned Bruce's $5,000 and all the money you took these local schnooks for. And we've got no passing phony dough rap against you.
Oh, sure, sure. I'll do it. Here, Bruce, whatever your name is, here's your five G's. You'll find the rest of the money in the safe.
Well, thanks, Duke. That's right kind of you. Folks in this town going to admire your good, kind nature.
That's that, Gurley. I kept my share of the bargain. There's just one thing that I can't figure out.
Like what, pray tell?
Now, you stuck your pretty neck way out for these here yokels. Exactly what do you get out of all this?
Just a nice, warm feeling, Dookie. Just a nice, warm feeling.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Don't think I wasn't scared during that crapshooting deal with Duke. Believe me, when I shook those bones in my hand, the other bones in my body joined in. No, siree. From now on, I stick to show business. And the only gambling I'm going to do from now on is when I wear a strapless dress. I sure hope that Bruce has learned his lesson. A wife don't mind going without a new dress and new shoes, as long as she can have the same old husband. Well, get going, Feet. Don't complain so much. I got a nice surprise for you when you get to Mexico. Maisie's going to take off those darn shoes.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Hans Conried, Peter Leeds, Ty Averback, Will Wright, Jerry Hausner, and Earl Lee. Jack McCoy speaking.